Believe that you receive, and you shall have. Welcome back to the Hackberry House, a daily podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church. My name's Bob. This is podcast number 63. It's February 11, 2015. Today we're talking about the building of a miracle in 19th century England. George Mueller's autobiography continues as we finish up Chapter 18. December 24, no further donations have come in, but my hope in God is unshaken. He most assuredly will help. I have purposely not printed any information in connection with this matter in order that the hand of God may be clearly seen. I spoke to a few people about my intention of building when the conversation led to it. And through this, the Lord can make it known to others and thus send money for the building fund. Or he can send in such an abundance for the work which is already in existence that there might be a rich surplus for the building fund. No doubt, we will face many trials connected with this enlargement of the field of labor. Therefore, I desire to see clearly that God himself is leading me onward. December 29. This evening I received £50. This donation is exceedingly precious to me, not only because it was cheerfully given, nor even because of its size, but because it is another precious proof that God will provide for the building. My assurance has been increasing that God will build for himself a large orphan house in this city to show what a blessed thing it is to trust in him. I can only say, Lord, here is your servant, if you want to use me. December 30. This morning I came, in the course of my reading, to the book of Ezra. I was particularly refreshed by the two following points in the first chapter, and I applied them to the building of the orphan house. Number one, Cyrus, an idolatrous king, was used by God to provide the means for building the temple at Jerusalem. How easy it would be for God to provide £10,000 for the orphan house, or even £20,000 or £30,000 if needed. And two, the people were stirred up by God to help those who went up to Jerusalem. It's a small matter for him to put it into the hearts of his children to help me. January 3, 1846. One of the orphans gave sixpence for the building fund. This morning I asked the Lord to go before me, and I went out to look for a piece of ground. The armory had been mentioned to me several times as a suitable place. I did not think so, yet I thought I should at least look at it. After I saw it, my judgment about its unsuitableness was confirmed. On my way back to the city, I saw some fields near the armory. This evening, I've been led to write to the owner, asking whether he wants to sell them. I'm now quietly waiting for the Lord's further direction. If his time has come to answer our requests for a suitable piece of land, I will be glad. If not, I desire that patience may have her perfect work. January 8. I received a reply to my letter. The owner of the fields writes that the land is too expensive for me to afford. January 9. I went to see those fields again, and they seem very suitable. I met a land agent there who told me that they would be nearly £1,000 per acre, and therefore too expensive. I asked the agent to inform me if he heard of any suitable land for sale. January 31. It is now 89 days since I have been daily waiting upon God about the building of an orphan house. The Lord will soon give us a piece of ground, and I told the brothers and sisters so this evening. February 2. Today I heard of suitable and inexpensive land on Ashley Down. February 3. The land on Ashley Down is the best of all I have seen. February 4. This evening I called on the owner of the land on Ashley Down, but he was not at home. I was told that I could find him at his business. I went there, but he had left a few minutes earlier. I could have gone back to his house, but I did not do so, judging that it was God's will that I did not find him at either place. I decided not to force the matter, but to let patience have her perfect work. February 5. This morning I saw the owner of the land. He told me that he awoke at 3 o'clock this morning and could not sleep again till 5. And while he was lying awake, he kept thinking about the piece of land he had heard I wanted for the orphan house. He decided that if I want to buy it, he would let me have it for £120 per acre instead of £200, the price which he had previously asked. How good the Lord is! The agreement was made this morning, and I purchased a field of nearly 7 acres. February 8, I wrote to the architect who has offered his help. February 11, I received a reply to my letter to the architect. He was happy to offer his abilities as an architect and surveyor free of charge to help us build the new orphan house. The total amount given for the building fund as of June 4, 1846, is a little over £2,700. This is only a small part of what will be needed, but God, in His own time, will send the whole sum. 212 days have passed since I first began to pray about this work, and I am more than ever assured that God will condescend to use me to build this house. If I had made this decision based on mere enthusiasm, I would have been overwhelmed by the difficulties. But God has led me to this work. He has helped me in the past and will continue to help me until the end. July 4. My faith and patience have been exceedingly tried. Great difficulties arose about my possessing the land after all. But by God's grace, my heart was kept in peace, being fully assured that if the Lord took this piece of land from me, it would only be for the purpose of giving me a still better one. Our Heavenly Father never takes anything from His children unless He means to give them something better. In the midst of this great trial of faith, I could not help thinking that the difficulties were only allowed for the trial of my faith and patience. Last evening I received a letter stating that all the difficulties were removed. In a few days, the deed will be transferred. July 6. The reason why so little came in for the building fund during the last several months seems to be that we did not need the money at that time. When it was needed, and when my faith and patience had been sufficiently tried, the Lord sent more. Today, £2,050 were given to me, £2,000 for the building and £50 for present expenses. It's impossible to describe my joy in God when I received this donation. I expect answers to my prayers, and I believe that God hears me, yet my heart was so full of joy that I could only sit before God and praise Him. At last I fell on my knees and burst forth in thanksgiving to God. I surrendered my heart afresh to Him for His blessed service. November 19. This morning, between 5 and 6 o'clock, I prayed, among other things, about the building fund. I then had a long time for reading the Word of God. I came to Mark 11:24. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. I have often spoken about the importance of the truth contained in this verse. Applying it to the new orphan house, I said to the Lord, "Lord, I believe that you will give me all I need for this work. I am sure that I will have all, because I believe that I receive in answer to my prayer." This evening a registered letter came for me containing a check for £300. £280 are for the building fund, £10 for my own personal expenses, and £10 for Brother Craig. The Lord's holy name be praised for this precious encouragement. The building fund is now increased to more than £6,000. December 9. It is now 400 days since I have been waiting upon God for help to build the orphan house, but as yet He keeps me in the trial of faith and patience. He seems to be saying, "My hour is not yet come." Yet He does sustain me in continuing to wait upon Him. By His grace, my faith is not in the least shaken. I am quite sure that He, in His own time, will give me everything I need concerning this work. How and when I will be supplied, I do not know, but I am sure that God will help me in His own time and way. In the meantime, I have abundant reason to praise God that I am not waiting on Him in vain. During this past year, He has given me, in answer to prayer, a suitable piece of ground and 6,304 pounds for the building fund. Surely I am not waiting upon the Lord in vain. By His help, then, I am resolved to continue this course to the end. Well, next chapter is called Answering God's Call to Service. I'm reading this along with you, excited every day, wondering what's going to happen next. And that's how our own personal lives ought to be. Amen. Trusting God every day, not knowing exactly what's going to happen next, what He's going to ask for next, and what we're going to ask Him for and He's going to give next. But we know that it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be a good thing. We're going to stop with George for a while, George Mueller. And tomorrow I'd like to pick up another little topic that I've zeroed in on several times in my writings on sermon audio and other places about apostles. Now, I know I've talked about things like women in the church, and I've talked about the pre-tribulation rapture quite a bit in some of the things I've done. It's just an issue. These are issues that keep going on and don't seem to be being corrected, but I feel like we just, whenever we can, speak truth into issues, we ought to speak truth into them. This thing about apostles is a fairly serious matter, if you look around, but I don't want to get into tomorrow's talk. We'll talk about apostles tomorrow, and however, I think that might be just tomorrow. We want to get to the persecuted church soon after that, and then we'll get back to George Mueller. Lots of fun here at the podcast. I hope you can keep joining me. Thanks for tuning in. I'll talk to you again soon, and don't forget what it does say in Mark 11:24, in part, believe that you receive, and you shall have. Amen? I say amen.